The Lee County Narcotics Task Force reports the arrest of a Fort Madison, Iowa woman on a felony drug charge. Christina Nicole Bowe, 32, of Fort Madison, Iowa, was arrested on January 2, 2018, on a felony drug charge. Bowe is charged with delivery of more than 5 grams of methamphetamine, a Class B felony. If convicted, Bowe faces up to 25 years in a state correctional facility. The arrest of Bowe stems from an investigation by the Lee County Narcotics Task Force into allegations that she was involved in the distribution of illegal drugs in the Lee County area. The Lee County Attorney's Office, Iowa Division Narcotics Enforcement, Fort Madison Police Department, and the Lee County Sheriff's Office assisted the Lee County Narcotics Task Force in this investigation. The defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. Lee County Leadership Program is requesting applications from nonprofit organizations throughout Lee County for community projects. The 11 participants of this year's Lee County Leadership Program will use their new skills and expanded network in leading 3 community projects proposed by Lee County community organizations. Applications for community projects are due Friday, January 18th. Contact the Keokuk Area Chamber of Commerce or Fort Madison Area Chamber of Commerce to learn more and receive a project application. Shelly Altman's can be reached by phone at 319-324-5055 or by email at director@keokukchamber.com, while Savannah Collier can be contacted over the phone at 319-372-5471 or by email at scollier@fortmadison.com. Chosen projects will be announced on January 23rd. Nominations are now being accepted for the 2019 Spirit of Keokuk Awards. Do you know an individual, business, organization that has made significant contributions of their time, talent, and expertise towards economic vitality in Keokuk? Nominate them. Nominations are due Monday, January 21st, 2019. The awards will be presented at the Spirit of Keokuk Awards ceremony on Thursday, January 31st. City sanitation crews will be picking up Christmas trees the week of January 13th. Residents should have their tree out to their trash pickup spot on their regular trash collection day. Remove all metal and plastic from the tree and do not place the tree in a plastic bag. From Chuck Vandenberg in the Penn City Current, an early morning fire has destroyed an unoccupied house in the 1400 block of Avenue I in Fort Madison. City firefighters were called to 1418 Avenue I at about 5:15 a.m. on Monday to find the house fully engulfed in flames. LECOM dispatch put out an all call for the department at about 5:25 a.m. No one was in the house at the time of the fire. Witnesses said the home was abandoned, had no utilities collected, and may have had squatters living in it. The two-story structure had a taxable building value of $10,557 and is listed as being owned by Janet Krogmeyer. No cause of the fire was available Monday morning. In sports news, the Keokuk boys basketball team played their first game of the new year on Sunday in the first contest of the 99th annual West Hancock Boys Basketball Invitational. In a game played in the Bill Rogers Memorial Gymnasium at Hamilton High School, Keokuk matched up against the Illini West Chargers. The Chiefs dominated the game from the very beginning, getting out to a 24-5 lead after the first quarter and went into the halftime break up 39-19. The game ended with a 70-35 win for Keokuk, their highest scoring output since December 4, 2017, when they beat Danville 74-73 in overtime. Junior Ty J. Mueller led the way with 23 points and was named the John Hockenson State Farm Player of the Game. Sophomore Anthony Potrance also contributed 17 points, and the team recorded double-digit steals with 17 for the game. Keokuk will continue in the West Hancock Invitational with games on Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday against Unity, Southeastern, and the host Titans team, respectively. The Keokuk wrestling team was also in competition this week with the Varsity Invitational. In the 120 weight class, Tress Meredith placed 8th overall after receiving a bye in the first round and went 0-4 on the day. Levi Bodewine won his first match in the 132 weight class with a pin, but then lost 3 straight before winning the 7th place match. For the 138 weight class, Ashton Tibbetts won by major decision in the first round before getting pinned in 3 straight matches to finish 8th. Dakota Hagee, Colby Barnes, and Jordan Sawyers lost all their matches on Saturday and finished in 12th place each in the 145, 170, and 285 weight classes, respectively. Corey Skinner went 3-2 on the day against 120-pound competition and finished in 9th place for the Chiefs. D1 Dylan Jeffers was a top overall finisher for Keokuk in third place, thanks to pins over wrestlers from Burlington, Albia, and Des Moines Abraham Lincoln. He was pinned in the semifinal match, but won his third place match due to disqualification. Finally, at 195, Zach Glasscock finished in 11th place after going 0-4 on the day. The Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team picked up their first Big Ten win of the season on Sunday with a 93-84 win over the Nebraska Cornhuskers, who came into the game ranked number 24 in the country. Iowa received a big performance from junior Jordan Bohannon, who scored a season-high 25 points and hit 5 3-pointers. He also went 10-for-10 from the free throw line as part of a game where the Hawks shot 29-of-32 from the charity stripe as a team. Tyler Cook chipped in 16 points and 7 rebounds, while Ryan Kreener got the start for Luka Garza and poured in 14 points and blocked 3 shots as well. 5 Hawkeyes were in double figures as Iowa defended their home court.